Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. And I want to go through some stuff that's going to really help you out right now. The Lord is opening up to everybody, but not everyone's going to catch it, but the ability to hear His voice, and it's going to impact you in the area of wisdom and understanding. I want to give you a shot of encouragement. I want to give you some teaching. I'm going to go deep teaching in this area. So Lord, we pray that you would activate this word, this training that you gave me, that there's a strong power on it. Plus there's just the presence of encouragement. We ask that you would meet every need of every person right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, we're in a strategic season to hear God, and it's a time between Passover, Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter, and Pentecost. And Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit came, the celebration. But Easter and Passover is when Jesus actually was crucified. This period of time, about 50 days, the Lord is speaking. He's speaking all kinds of stuff. Well, this year, Pentecost is June 5th. But I want to tell you, because of the internet, because the Lord is good, it doesn't matter when you watch this. You can watch this later on. The Lord is outside of time, and He's going to move no matter what, so you can receive this word. And the Lord, He's heard your cry for help. Jonah 2:2, in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. I called out, and He answered me. The Lord said, get ready to get answers to prayers and get wisdom. And many people have been feeling discouraged, maybe even feel like the Lord has left you, and you needed a shot of encouragement. There's been a deep level of discouragement happening. But the Lord said, I'm going to turn things around. I've heard your prayers. In fact, I've kept track of them, said to the Lord. I've not forgotten one of them and your tears. They're kept in a scroll, and He's releasing this right now. And, you know, this is a time that the Lord's going to do an amazing work to open up the way before you. He's doing something. He's going to bring some answered prayer. He's going to do some things, even some prayers that you've been crying out for years might look different. He might change some of them. He's not going to answer all of them, but right now we're in a season of answered prayer. The Lord is waking you up from a sleep. Ephesians 5:13, but everything exposed by His light becomes visible, and everything will be illuminated by His light. And this is why we say, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Ephesians 5:13 and 14. Wow. That's what's happening with me. I'm seeing this right now, that the Lord is shining His light into areas that you need right now. He's waking you up. It's almost like a coming out of a spiritual sleep or stupor in some cases. And some people, you feel like, okay, maybe it's the Lord that's waking up. Well, He's never went to sleep, but it may feel that way because all things are going to start waking up right now. His light is shining on you. He's going to reveal what you need. And I want to encourage you just to keep trusting Him, keep moving forward, and you're going to see an amazing breakthrough. And maybe you've been, you feel like you need a shot of energy and strength. Some people are like, oh man, I don't know if I could take it. I just want to say, let the Lord shine upon you. Lord, impart everything that's needed to people right now, and especially wisdom and understanding. When I was preparing, the Lord said, yeah, I'm going to do something this month, in fact, starting this week, but it's not limited, of course, but I'm going to do something this month. I'm going to start imparting wisdom and understanding, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, all types of things. I want to go deeper in this, and I want to talk more about it, and this is a powerful gift that most people aren't aware of. Psalm 49:3, my mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditations of my heart will give me understanding. Wow, I love that, because you can speak out wisdom in your heart, then can meditate on understanding, because Psalm 49:3 is exactly what He's going to be doing over the next few weeks and months. You know, people often ask me, because, you know, I'm a prophetic person, a prophet, and they ask me if I see someone in the church or publicly, they asked me to give them a prophetic word. And, you know, sometimes I'll just launch one out if I have it. But, you know, most of the time, I'll stop and ask, oh, what is it you're looking for? You know, and quite often, not always, but quite often, people that I encounter might not need a prophetic word, but you need wisdom and understanding into what God is already speaking to you. Then, you know, if it's the Lord, I'll launch into the prophetic word, or I'll give them wisdom and advice. Yeah, that's right. Most people have what they need to get to the next phase or the next dot. You know, your life purpose, your calling, your life is like a connect the dots drawing. Lord, let's just get you to the next dot. That's what he's doing right now. Sometimes between two major points, you lose track of things. You might feel like you did, but the Lord's bringing you out. He's going to bring something right now. He's releasing surprise blessings and wisdom. And there's a verse I love, Isaiah 45, verse 3. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord God of Israel, who summons you by name. He knows your name. He knows your situation. But also notice in this, you know, in Isaiah 45:3, he's also talking about wisdom. He's talking about hidden treasures. He's talking about, you know, calling you up to the next level. So the Lord is releasing financial blessings right now. He's releasing to you hidden understanding. And he's going to give you what you need right now. And I have a testimony of this. It happened to me on a couple occasions, even this last week. In fact, today I had a big encouragement. And when that happens to me, because the type of gift I have, it's a sign that others are going to get it. I'm going to release this to you. But he knows your name. He knows everything about you. Right now, when he's looking at you, he sees your past, why everything happened. He sees your present, the pain or the good things that are going on. He sees your future all at the same time. And he loves you. And he has grace for you. He's not angry with you. You know, the Lord surprised me. Even while I was writing this today and recording it, I got a phone call from someone that I didn't even know them, but they were offering help. This is an answer to prayer that I've been praying for maybe a year or more. I mean, I was up it was a stronghold. In fact, I was fasting today to break down the stronghold so I could get this help. And the phone rang. I had people pray, and it was someone offering the help that I need. I'm just saying, God's doing something right now. Now, let's go a little bit deeper in this. You can increase in wisdom and character or stature. Jesus did this in Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. When you begin to move in wisdom, notice it says wisdom first. Jesus himself, that's when he was young. He began to increase in wisdom, stature, which is character, favor with God and man. Now, there is a spiritual gift of the word of wisdom. There is also the spirit of wisdom, but it's not the same as the wisdom of this world. Now, wisdom is not just good advice. True wisdom can help you avoid trouble and to help you make some decisions, help you to sort through your prophetic words, or maybe it can speak to you in many different ways. So let's go a little bit deeper. You know, how deep does this rabbit hole go? Let's take a look at it. Let's look at how to grow in wisdom, discernment, and understanding. Those are three powerful things right now. Now start, first of all, believe that God still speaks today and that he wants to speak to you. Did you know unbelief? That little thing called unbelief, it prevented Jesus himself from doing miracles or doing very few miracles in some places. That's in the New Testament. It's in the Gospels. He couldn't do any miracles in Samaria because of their unbelief, or he did very few because of their unbelief. So unbelief can kill miracles around your life, especially this area of hearing the Lord. So we just repent for any unbelief. And unbelief in the area of believing that God speaks, that's not quite maybe you don't have that, but maybe that he wants to speak to you. He does. He will. He'll find a way. And I always start out by repenting for anything in my life that I have. I bring it all under the blood of Jesus. Now, even if you have repeated struggles, don't run away from God, whatever you do. Bring it under the blood of Jesus. You know, I'm going to do a prayer right now, do some alignment with you. Lord, I repent for anything that I have in my life that's not pleasing. And I ask that you would bring this under your blood, the blood of Jesus. I pray that you would bring it under authority. And right now, I pray that you would cleanse me. According to 1 John 1:9, says that if I confess my sin, you are faithful and just to forgive me. Purify me of all unrighteousness and make me holy. Now, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So just pray that and the Lord can suddenly shift you. The next thing I do is I invite the seven spirits of the Lord. Now, this is powerful. You'll find the seven spirits of the Lord in Isaiah 11:2. The first one is the Spirit of the Lord. It will rest upon you. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Now, notice six of them are in pairs because they come into agreement. There's a power in agreement. The Spirit of the Lord is the Holy Spirit. So, you know, maybe you need to just receive or rededicate to Jesus right now. Just fast track you right now. Lord, I just ask if there's anything I need to do right now to get the Spirit of the Lord in me in a greater way. I receive Jesus as my Savior. I ask you, or I rededicate right now, and I ask that you would impart the Spirit of the Lord to me in Jesus' name. It's not that difficult, really. Most people don't understand. So there's the Spirit of the Lord. That's one. And then the second two, wisdom and understanding. Notice they go together. You'll see them throughout the Bible, wisdom and understanding. Counsel and might, knowledge, this is the knowledge of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord. Now, there's a misunderstanding about the fear of the Lord. That doesn't mean you're afraid of him, my goodness. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, we're talking about wisdom. Notice that Jesus grew in wisdom first. The very first thing he talks about is him growing in wisdom. The fear of the Lord, according to Proverbs 9:10, is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One, is understanding. So the fear of the Lord is not the same thing as being afraid God's going to strike you down. We want to get rid of that type of fear. The fear of the Lord is not being punished by God for messing up. In fact, when you mess up, just bring it under the blood, you know, and that's what I showed you earlier. The true fear of the Lord is actually a reverent honor. It's reverency to him. Now, at one time in my life, I remember that I had so much I was coming out of. I came off of drugs, came out of the occult, came out of all this stuff, you know. I didn't have grace for myself. And there was a point where I had too much grace, you know. And so you need to find your place right now. Some people need grace for themselves. If you're under the drill sergeant, it's not the Lord, the taskmaster type of thing. The Lord is definitely, he's a lover of you. And, you know, I had to come to this place where I came into a greater understanding. See, there's a time when, depends on where you are with your walk in the Lord, but there is a time when you'll realize that, yes, yeah, you'll get forgiveness. You could actually, I encourage people, bring your repeated sin under the blood. And you can do things, you know, and the Lord will forgive you. But there's a time, or maybe a certain circumstances, that the fear of the Lord will kick in. And he'll say, wow, you know, I want to now not do this, not because, you know, for any other reason, except I don't want to hurt him, you know. And me, but I don't want to hurt the Lord's feeling. You know what I mean? Well, it sounds weird to hurt the Lord's feeling, but he does. He's brokenhearted over you. So because of the grace of the cross of Christ, we can ask forgiveness. Don't get me wrong. And we can do this over and over. I encourage you to. But the fear of the Lord guides us towards holiness. So that's an understanding, because the wisdom starts with this. Wisdom, revelation, is tied with intimacy. Now, intimacy with the Lord is not the, you know, it's not just rules. It's just not rule-based. Ephesians 1:17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. My favorite verse, in fact, this is my one of my life verses. I want, and I actually do everything in my life to know him better. Now, he'll give you the spirit of wisdom, revelation. He'll open things up to know him better. I'll give up all my prophetic, I just say this, you know what I mean? I'll give up everything, so to speak, for a good day with the Lord. You know what I mean? When it comes down to this. So we need to operate in the gifts of wisdom as well as the gift of prophecy or revelation, gift of wisdom and revelation. Now, wisdom, discernment, and understanding will help you, to discern whether decisions to make or whether something is from the Lord or not. I think they're underutilized gifts, wisdom, discernment. We're thinking more of prophecy. You know, when the prophet comes in, like I have a prophetic ministry, most people aren't asking you for, they want a prophetic word, but sometimes you need a word of wisdom. You know what I mean? And some people operate in that word of wisdom. So we can, as we grow in deeper intimacy with the Lord, revelation will flow from that personal relationship. God's, you know what? I want to say this. He said this to me. He goes, the Lord says, I'm stronger than your sin. I am stronger than your shortcomings. I am stronger than your addictions. I am stronger. My blood and what I do is stronger. So don't run away. Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You could dwell in the secret place with the Lord. That just means spend some time with him, you know, and then you're under his protection every time you utilize 1 John 1:9, every time you ask forgiveness, you can keep on. Jesus said, how many times, well, Peter asked him, how many times should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Jesus, 77 times 7 is like a bunch. Don't stop it. You know, you need to forgive yourself. Song of Solomon 8, verse 6, I love this. Place me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm, for a love that is strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like a blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench this love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. Whoa. Now see, that level of love with the Lord, that's his love for you. Song of Solomon's 8, 6, and 7. That's his love for you. And you can develop that. That goes way beyond rules and regulations. You know, messing up and, oh my goodness. Pray that you get this in your spirit. I think many people are right now. There's also prophetic wisdom. We're talking about the prophetic gift. James 3, 17, 8. Check this out. But wisdom that comes from heaven. There's a wisdom that comes from heaven. And he goes on to talk about the peacemakers who sow in peace will reap a harvest of righteousness. Now, I want you to read the entire section there about James. Write this down. Doing this on purpose because I want you to take a look at it because it is powerful. James, because it's talking about the wisdom of heaven. It's not like the wisdom on earth. James 3, 17 and 18. And in 18, he starts talking about how the peacemakers will sow in peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. You must operate in the spirit of love and humility to master the gifts of the Lord, to master them. We can operate in them, but if you really want to move to the next level and really grow and go deep, you'll need to do it in love, humility, and operate in the gift of wisdom and understanding. Now, you can deal with pride, and that operates in a balance of humility, you know, and develop the qualities of James 3, 17 and 18. Here they are. Peace, loving, considerate, submissive to the Lord, full of mercy. Wow. And good fruit, impartial and sincere. Now add these to Galatians 5:22 to the fear fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Whoa, self-control's in there. By the wheel of your car. Yeah, how you're treating people on social media. Just let the Lord wash over you and impart to you the spirit of understanding. Isaiah 11:2, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Luke 24:45, and he will open up your understanding. Jesus did that. He laid a hands on them, and he opened up their understanding, and he gave them the ability to comprehend the scriptures. So ask the Lord that you would understand the Bible and the scriptures. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, divine wisdom, divine knowledge. They'll give you understanding into solutions that you need. Give you understanding of who to talk with. And the Lord will suddenly impart insight. And this is like at the beginning. All of a sudden you're going to wake up. It's like a light's going to come on. Whoa. Wisdom and understanding flow together. But now we need to break off the spirit of fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And also, Isaiah 43, verse 1. Do not fear. Fear not, for I have redeemed you, says the Lord. I've called you by name, and you are mine. Here's another one. He's calling you. He knows your name. And not in a bad way. He says, you're mine. I don't care what you've been walking down. I don't care what's been going on. I don't care what people say. You are mine, says the Lord. Many people have covert fears. Maybe you need to just break through these. Fear of being deceived. Fear of being wrong. You know, fear of being rejected. That's called the fear of man. So Lord, we just break off all the fears. The fear to hear. Maybe you've heard the Lord and you responded and it didn't work. So you pulled back. Lord, just release this over us now. Release this over us. Also, here's a word of encouragement. Psalm 37:34 in the Passion Translation, the Lord saying this. So don't be impatient for the Lord to act. Keep moving forward steadily in his ways, and he will exalt you at the right time. And when he does, you will possess every promise, including your full inheritance. And you'll watch with your own eyes and see the wicked lose everything. Well, that part, you know, don't have to worry about that part, but it might happen right in front of you. But I love this other part. Psalm 37:34, the Passion Translation. Keep moving forward steadily. Don't give up. Don't look back right to the left. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that you would open up the heavens. Open up the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Impart the spirit of the Lord. There's people who prayed and received Jesus, that real quick prayer, or rededicated. That was real. Impart the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of love. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We bind the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, DougAnnison.com is my website. We have something right now if you want to just take a little bit deeper look at this. I put together a mastery class right now. This is a season to get some greater training. And I've been training on the courts of heaven. And the courts of heaven, don't have time to explain it, but I've got the courts of heaven mastery class, all my training put together in one. It'd be over $500 for all of this because we've added some new stuff. It's power-packed on how to operate in it, forms, petitions that you can file yourself, and understanding the legal system of God, understanding all these different things. Just go to DougAnnison.com/courtsmastery. DougAnnison.com/courtsmastery. It's only $97. It would normally be well over $500. Our team's put together these things with some new stuff as well. And I'm excited for what the Lord is doing right now. So, be at peace. Don't give up. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. God bless you. See you next week.